We have, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, the official race car driver of this show, Gas Cap Louie, who was involved in the Daytona 500 weekend. Morning, Gas Cap.
Well, good morning to you, boys. Certainly a pleasure to be on with y'all talking a little racing.
Well, congratulations to you. I understand that you've finished Daytona, and you haven't finished a lot of races lately.
I sure as hell did, boys, and it's always an exciting time for Team Gas Cap when we finish a race, because as you mentioned before, we oftentimes don't finish a race because we have some sort of mechanical difficulty or something else that unforeseen that happens to us, and we're just pleased to punch to be able to finish this race.
So, who are you driving for this year?
Thank you so much, Jeff, for asking that. I sure do appreciate that. I actually don't have a team right now. I'm unsponsored.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the Cowboys Stadium out there. But I think old Gas Cap getting close to hanging up.
No,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was running at Daytona, and first I just had a horrible outing. I'd found this website before the race called weather.com,
uh-huh.
And it said that God was going to be crying for Dale Earnhardt pretty hard that race day.
A lot of rain.
Yeah, I believe you guys call it rain anyway, so I thought I'd get ahead of the other drivers by running an Amphra car.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Those cars looks like some Donald Duck would drive.
It goes in water and on the road.
Yeah,
both.
It runs on land and sea. Well, nobody told me the top speed on them things about 35 miles an hour.
You couldn't soup it up any more than that?
That ain't good for a race car. Well, I tried to soup it up best I could, put a little oil additive in there and everything. I was able to get about 2 more horsepower out of it, but that's about it. A little bit more torque, not a lot of speed.
Yeah.
Well, I got lapped in about the first 15 seconds of the race, boys.
Lapped.
Yeah, by the time they called the race, I was about 250 laps behind, but when all the other cars left the track, I kept going because my Amphra car could handle the water.
That's right. That was your secret plan.
Well, I just finished up about 4 a.m., so I finished the race. A lot of the other cars, they didn't even finish the 500 laps, but I sure as hell did. I stayed out there and showed a little stick-to-itiveness.
So technically, you've won.
I won the race. That's right. But I don't know if it's going to be recognized. We're appealing that right now.
Yeah, I don't think it is, because officially they halted the race around 6 o'clock last night, so I don't think whatever you did after that's going to count.
Well, halting the race is for quitters in my book.
I'm with you, Gas Cap. I think you did win this race.
Yeah, I was upset because I'd hoped to be the first NASCAR driver to ever finish in an Amphra car, but I had to switch my backup car after I burned out the clutch in that Amphra car around lap 400.
Oh, what was that?
Well, I switched to a 2005 Honda Odyssey minivan. That's what my wife, Donna, drives. So I used her minivan. Of course, my grandkids got all excited when I brought out the minivan because all they wanted to ride with me. But I said, no, this is racing, kids. But my wife, Donna, who works on my crew, she ordered me to take all them kids. So I piled them in the back there, put a movie on the rear entertainment center. Told them kids not to ask me questions because I had to focus on racing. So I crossed the finish line just as about the time Buzz Lightyear had rescued Woody from that evil bullet.
Well, congrats on your victory, I guess. That must have been a thrill to cross the line first.
I sure do appreciate that spank, spank, Joe. I know you guys have always been big supporters of mine. And I tell you what, if I do have my retirement party, I'm sure going to invite you boys out there.
Well, thanks.
I just can't get the endorsements like I used to. In the glory days, I used to be endorsed by Napa Auto Parts, STB, Pep Boys, all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore, boys.
Who you got now?
Right now, I got four sponsors, four big sponsors. I got Tampax.
God.
We're animals. Summer's Eve.
Oh, no.
And gay.com, boys.
And what?
Gay.com.
That's all you could get? I didn't seem to be big in the NASCAR world.
It's a gay dating site, and I can't say I approve of the lifestyle because my Bible tells me it's wrong. You know what? Sponsors is a sponsor.
Yeah, you got to get them where you can, I guess.
Can I plug an appearance here?
Sure.
I'm appearing in Dallas next week.
Oh, great.
Where are you going to be?
I'm endorsing a male enhancement clinic. And I'm going out there to be fitted for a penis enlargement.
All right.
Fitted.
You're just taking on all sorts of sponsorships now. It's embarrassing.
I'm going to get a buffalo penis installed, gentlemen.
All right.
Good morning to you.
See you, Gas Cap. Here's Gas Cap Louie, live from Daytona. 8:45 here on...